This to today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Bob, it's been a crazy 2 weeks. We've had tons of rain. We've had an election. So how has that affected all the markets?
Well, the rain has affected it. This calf market has jumped up since we were selling cattle there 2 weeks before the rain. This calf market's jumped up $100 to $150 a head higher. I mean, it's fast track. Feeder markets kind of just held its own. We haven't seen in the South here, and when I say the South, anything south of Kansas, we hadn't seen that market really take off like we have up north, and that's what's keeping our index high. But in general, the markets, if you're a seller, you got the markets in your favor. If you don't have wheat, you don't have a way to wean your calves or whatever, just get them to town and take the market and move on, because it's a tremendous market right now. The numbers have been kind of less than what in normal, which we all know that's what we're going to be looking at. But our cow numbers have stayed up. We're still killing a lot of cows, not near as many as we was a year ago this time, but more than we were back in the summer. So we're still culling cows, and it's, even though the rain has helped the people that got cows, if they had grass, they had no water, or some of them had no grass and no water, so they're having to cull. But the boys that still had grass and just run out of water, they're in a lot better shape keeping these cows over. And there was enough wheat put in early that there's demand. I mean, we're getting calls, you know, our local calls, and we're getting calls on cattle going to the panhandle out on wheat. So, I mean, there's ample enough wheat around for the grazing to handle a number of calves that are moving right now.
Well, of course, next week is going to be a holiday week, and then we're kind of into that whole holiday mode throughout the rest of the year. So you kind of expect the same?
Oh, yeah. Of course, Oklahoma City will have a sale Monday and Tuesday, and I wouldn't worry about the holiday. The market's good. You know, everybody's wanting no, should I wait? No. If you got your calves ready and you want to sell them Monday. And then we come back, Apache, we're closed, and we come back that next Monday, and we got left is three sales after Thanksgiving until we're shut down for 2 weeks first year. So if you want to get something done for the first year, get hold of your sale barn or your commission man and let them know you're getting ready to sell some cattle. And it's a seller's market. I mean, I'm not one to, you know, is it going to get higher? I don't know, but it can get higher, but it also can get cheaper. So we got a good market. Take advantage of it.
Well, I know before the election, you'd kind of advised people to look at LRP, and now folks just still kind of wondering who the ag secretary is going to be, how all these appointments are going to go. That's still pretty good advice, you think?
Yeah, I mean, we've got customers. I mean, it showed that, you know, we shouldn't have laid them off, but we still got the same uncertainty. If you got your margin there, go ahead and put your LRP on. Of course, you can put your LRP on now for about $6, $7, $8 higher than it was right before the election. You can put it on now, but just stay protected and then do what you do best. That's manage your wheat, grow your wheat, and grow your cattle. I mean, that's the only thing we got control of is that. The weather and the market, we have no control over.
Well, if folks want to visit with you about it, Bob, how do they get in touch with you?
1-800-926-9696. Give Justin Kirkendall, Dustin Glover, Clay LeBay, Kelly Osbrook, David Gage, myself, or Greg Griffith.
All right. Have a good Thanksgiving, Bob.
All right. Y'all too. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.